Welcome to the Hustle and Flowchart Podcast with your hosts, Matt Wolf and Joe Fear.
All right, we are live and ready with another podcast episode of Hustle and Flowchart with myself, your host, Joe Fear. Partner over there across the desk is Matt Wolf. Some dude that is, I don't even know half of the stuff you do, man, but we'll figure it out. We're going to dig into it. But Damian Rufus, so we met him at a mastermind in San Diego back in March or something. And we just got to talking, and then like it was kind of a surprise to us. And then he was like, oh, he's been following us about the with our EGP letter. And we were able to sell them on the spot.
Yeah. But, so we're going to talk. But, we're going to talk a bit about like flipping various products.
You've
heard of flipping houses, and you know,
he's flipping shoes. He's flipping
people. People like flip games. Everything, and Damon is one of those people who flips everything. So, so that's what we're going to talk about.
Say hey, Damon. How you doing?
What up? What up? What up, people?
Yeah.
He's got some energy.
Heck yeah. Yeah, man. So. Yeah, let's. I mean, I remember we were talking. I think first when we met, we were talking about drones, and then you piqued our interest on that. Like, you have a drone site, and then you, like, I didn't know you were flipping stuff. You know, you had all these. So you got your hands in a lot of things, but you're really good at it. And it seems like, and I know you're an Infusionsoft expert too, doing a lot of training there.
Yeah, how would you describe your business when people ask you what you do? What is sort of your quick sort of description of what you do?
This is the question of the century, right?
I know, for all of us entrepreneurs, it is.
All of us, right? Hey, so what do you do? You know, like, simply, you know, I tell them, you know, I sell stuff online. Mm-hmm. And the reason I say that and not like, hey, you know, I'm an Infusionsoft certified partner, a digital marketer certified partner, I consult with, you know, Fortune 500s and, mm-hmm. you know, all this other stuff, because, you know, that's cool, right? But, like, what I really have fun and what really got me into doing all this stuff is selling stuff online, right? Like, I was selling stuff offline, which I do quite a lot. But, you know, transitioning that to selling stuff online is fun for me. It keeps me young, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what it's a easy barrier of entry, right? That people can get in, people can start doing without, you know, a lot of money out of their pocket. You know, and have fun while doing that stuff that, you know, they buy every day that they don't think about other people needing. Mm-hmm. You know, and sell that stuff online. So that's usually what I tell them, and they're like, oh, okay, cool. And I was like, man, I'd be happy to show you what I do, you know.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, the flipping stuff, it, you know, it really sort of perked our ears up when we had our, you know, we chatted a few weeks ago. That stuff got us really excited, because, you know, Joe and I are always kind of looking for new sort of ways to add additional streams of income to the business. And, you know, this kind of sounds like the type of thing that it's a fairly low barrier to entry, and kind of anybody can learn it and get started. So, you know, I'm excited to dive into that stuff today.
Yeah. Awesome.
Now, you said there was kind of like one specific thing that you could start off with, that was kind of like a low hanging fruit strategy that we could kind of talk about to sort of give an example of the type of stuff you do when it comes to, you know, product flipping online.
For sure. You're just going to go right for the juggler.
Huh? I kind of want to just like start with a bang, man. Let's do this.
Get all the good stuff out right up front, man. Gosh.
I want people to end this podcast episode and go, man, I would have paid a grand for that thing.
Well, maybe that website you can hang until the end, you know?
Yeah,
you
can, for sure. No,
you can open some loops if you want.
Yeah.
We'll go through it. So, you know, I look for stuff that are, you know, like in high demand. And things that people can't really get their hands on. And, you know, if you're like me, I'm one of those early adopter kind of dudes who want to have, like, all the new stuff first, right?
Yeah, so, that's me too. Yep.
Apple, you know, Apple is really good at marketing to guys like me. You know what I mean? They're like, hey, this thing is going to be really cool, but guess what? You can't have it yet, you know?
Gotta wait, so, yeah.
So, you know, one of those things that recently came out were the AirPods, the little wireless headphones. You know, you see them in all the Apple commercials. People are taking it out. Some dude's dancing on the wall. I'm like, I want to dance on the wall, too.
Heck yeah.
If I had the AirPods, I might be able to do that, right?
Yeah.
So, So, you know, typically you'll open up your Apple Store app on your phone or go to apple.com and you're like, man, I want to buy those AirPods. But if you look, today is what, June 14th, right?
Yeah. Yep.
So you go to apple.com and go to put those in your cart, but they say, you know what, sorry, they're not available until August 3rd. We're like, man, August 3rd, that's a couple months away. Mm. Like, how do I get those early? And I know that there's hundreds and hundreds of guys like me who are doing the same thing. So, you know, for something that costs $159, I can easily sell that to, you know, a guy like me for $275, $300, right? Double the price. I got to have it now. Yeah. I'll pay a little extra to get them right now.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways that I do that, or this is one of the things that, you know, I flip, is, you know, I got to know what store has them besides Apple. You know, Apple has deals with Best Buy, Verizon, you know, Sprint, those type of stores. But going to those sites too, you won't, they'll show out of stock as well. Mm-hmm. So what I found was a way to get a email or text notification as soon as they are in stock at one of those stores before they sell out. And then from there, I buy them online from that store. They're delivered to my house, and then I put them up on, you know, Facebook Marketplace or OfferUp has been really great lately.
OfferUp's pretty good. Yeah, I've sold a lot of stuff there.
Man, to get it up on OfferUp, and the stuff is gone. Yeah. You know, same day. So basically, so that's how I flip. You know, anything from AirPods, HomePod. That's going to be new. People are not going to be able to get that. You're going to be able to make a couple $100 on that, I believe. You know, iPad, the new iPad Pros. What was really hot for me was the NES Classic, the Nintendo Classic. That thing was out of stock everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Wow.
Couldn't find it. People waiting at Walmart 3 days or whatever. I don't wait in line anymore because I got this little secret website.
You got smart. Yeah.
That gets me that. Gets me the information. So,
And you just have to pay $1,000 to get this website.
Exactly.
Just kidding.
What kind of markup do you typically put on products?
It depends. On electronics, it's real. You know, somewhere between $75 to $100, $125. You know, it really just depends on the, you know, on the item. Like iPhones, you know, I was charging, you know, an extra $400 on those. You know what I mean?
Now, is there like a lot of competition? Are there a lot of other people doing it so that you got to kind of keep your price in the range of, you know, the other people that are kind of using similar strategies?
I think so on some things, like, for example, shoes.
Mm-hmm.
When I flip shoes, you know, there's a couple of apps and websites that I go to check, you know, market trends to see kind of where the shoes are trading at. But you know, on some limited releases, it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
This pair of Jordans came out. They were called the KWS, KWS. Mm-hmm. Retail on them, I think, was somewhere around $350.
Wow.
You know, if you could get your hands on them, right? They were in a select number of stores nationwide. But the same day, those $350 shoes were trading or selling at $2,800.
My God, man.
That's crazy.
I knew some other guys doing Nike. Yeah, like specifically Nike flips like that. And I think Jordan's, and I think he put himself to college or something. I think it was UCLA, actually. So he made a lot of money, you know?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, if you find some of, you know, the newer releases, you might be able to make another $100, $125 on those, which is cool. It's, you know, that's a little extra money every month. But if you, you know, there's some stuff like the Yeezys, right? Mm-hmm. These shoes cost, I think, $200 retail, $220 retail, and they immediately sell for $600, $700 still.
Wow.
Still.
That's crazy.
Now, those ones that are more rare, are they, you know, quite a bit harder for you to get your hands on as well, though?
Not necessarily. What has happened recently is, like, all of the, well, at least here in Arizona, and I know they do it in Nevada as well, probably across the country, but a lot of these stores have raffle systems for shoes, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if the shoe's coming out next Friday, on Tuesday, Wednesday of the week prior, you go into the store, get your raffle ticket, and then the Thursday, they'll pull your name or not pull your name, and then you have to answer the phone when they call, or else they go to the next person they pull. It's a little rigged, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you got to know somebody to get the good stuff.
But you got to get in the game to know somebody, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's so true, though. I mean, the strategy is so smart, because I know Joe and I, you know, a few months back, we were looking to purchase a DJI Mavic drone, right? Yeah. And back at the time we were trying to purchase them, they seemed to be sold out everywhere. We couldn't find them anywhere. And yeah, we specifically had a use for it, you know, the weekend after that. If we were to find somebody that was selling it for, you know, $200, $300 over retail, because mm-hmm. we really wanted it at that time, we probably would have paid it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, those were hot for me. Well, like you mentioned, I have a drone site. I'm going to drop it, beginnerflyer.com, for all of those of you who want to learn how to fly drones. Like for me to get something like that, it's easy for me to sell, because like you guys said, you guys were looking for it. All I do is send an email out to the 7,000-8,000 person email list I have for people who are interested in drones, right? And say, hey, I have a Mavic. You know, I'm selling it for $2,000. I think I bought it for $1,200. And you know, those things go. Dang. You know what I mean?
Like, I got a few here. Who wants them?
Got a few. If you want them, I'll send them out. Man. So.
That's cool. No, I love it. I mean, you're hitting a point, and obviously this is kind of like a hustle, but at the same time, you could build systems, smart systems around this whole thing. Exactly. So you're leveraging, yeah, like you said, you got a website, you're building a list in the specific niche. That's clever stuff, man. You're hitting after this market that's just like, they'll do anything. They'll just pay whatever, you know, for a product.
Exactly. And it's the same system, right? It's the same process for everything you do. Like, let's say we're flipping information, right? Information mm-hmm. products, right? What's the first thing you do? You might build an opt-in to get people to opt in to the mailing list, and then I say, hey, I'm about to launch this product, so you know, in a couple days we'll go ahead and launch it, and you'll be able to buy that product. And then you know, later on you might sell them something else as an upsell. You know, in our space, it's a little bit faster, but I mean. Mm-hmm. Building that list, selling the products to those people, it's the same thing. So another hot thing, man, and this is kind of, you know, on the edge, you know, one of those things. But, you know, there's this community of cord cutters, right? Mm-hmm. So people who want to get rid of cable because they're tired of paying cable.
Yep.
And there's this app called Kodi. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people know about it. It's on the computer. Uh-huh. You know, it's just one of those things where you can watch TV shows. And
Joe and I may or may not be very, very familiar with that app.
Right. So, you know, I one night I was on YouTube, you know, just doing YouTube things. And you know, once you start watching one video, you end up on this rabbit hole. That
20 more.
You.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm watching, I'm like, man, this Kodi thing is dope. Like, all these guys are maybe flashing Amazon Fire Sticks, right?
Oh, and yeah.
They be selling on you know, OfferUp and Craigslist and all that stuff. And I'm like, well, you know, I ordered a couple Fire Sticks, and I may or may not have put Kodi on those Fire Sticks. And
it's so easy too. It only takes like 15 minutes.
Supposedly, right?
And so I was like, man, there has to be another way to do this easier, right? Like, Amazon's gonna be like, hey, why are you maybe buying these Fire Sticks in 10 and 20 quantities at a time?
Yeah.
Right. So it's like, man. So I went to, you know, a site called Alibaba.com and just typed in Kodi. And lo and behold, there's these boxes that people sell that already have Kodi installed on them for the same price or less of the Fire Stick, right? And I'm like, wait a minute, you know, hold up. So while people are buying these Fire Sticks, I'm like, well, maybe or maybe not. You know, I could order these things from China and flip those.
Yeah.
Right.
I might have heard about this before, too, from a friend. Not from you.
Right. So, you know, I may or may not have ordered, you know, a good quantity of those from China. And flip those as well. And that markup was, you know, you paid $35-$40 for an actual box. And then, you know, you could have the markup on those is somewhere around, you know, $140.
Wow. You know? That's just, I mean, now for you guys listening, you might not be down to do that, and that's cool. But at the same time, it's like, I think there's something, and you might not even want to just flip stuff, but I think the lesson here is like, you know, you're just hopping in the mix. You're finding ways to bring value to people, for one, because obviously if they're buying it, they see value in it. So there's nothing wrong with that. You're finding niches. You're gaining confidence. You might be, you know, maybe if you see something hit hard, like the drone stuff, you build a list behind them. You build a system and then a whole website and then, blah, 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 you know, whatever comes after that.
Yeah. No, this is such like fun stuff to discuss. I mean, we know people that are doing this really, really, really successfully with like college textbooks.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, because college textbooks sell for what, $150 to like $400 for like a book.
You mean they're a ripoff? What?
And then like people will find those books, they'll acquire them for like, you know, the actual value of the book, which is like $30 or $40, and then sell them for their like slightly below their retail price.
Listen, one semester I paid $2,800 for my books, and I was like, this is a ripoff.
Scam.
Oh my God. Like, yeah. And then you go to trade it back in and get like $120.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so happy.
Yeah. Yeah. And then those assholes sell the used version for like $20 under retail.
Easily. Yeah.
You know, another one of those things that just came out that was hot was fidget spinners.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I went ahead and this is going to be one of my, another flip or for the newsletter that's coming out, the Hustle Map. I'm going to show people how to flip websites in one of the Hustle Maps. But for this one, the website that I'm going to flip, like I was just, you know, looking around and seeing what was out there, and fidgetspinners.net was available.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, if you know where to get the products from, which we do, we just gave you guys a link to that, Alibaba, or, you know, a couple other places that are similar. If you know where to get the products from, right, you can build a website around it relatively easy. You can outsource it, have somebody build it up a WordPress site, put a couple of those product images up there, and then see if you can sell a few. And if you sell a few, I don't want to be in the day-to-day of that flipping for that thing, but I want to flip the entire website and say, hey, here's a whole business in a box.
For sure.
Here are the contacts. This is what you need to do. This is, you know, your prices, and you're done.
Yeah, that's right? So smart. Yeah, I mean, it's funny because when Joe and I first got into this sort of marketing business world, I think our first sort of side hustle that we ever did was website flipping, and it was exactly that. We would build a website, we'd put a product on there, we'd go to like the Warrior Forum or something like that, and we'd get our first couple sales rolling through on it, so it had like 10 sales. And then we'd go and sell the entire site. And, you know, we already had proof of concept that the product sells. The site was already built for them. Everything was ready to go. Turnkey. You give us our money. We pass over the domain and a zip file of all the files. And you load it on your server and you're done.
Mm-hmm. That's it. That's it. And with plugins like Backup Buddy, it's really a matter of uploading files. Oh, yeah.
It's so much easier now than when we were doing it then. I mean, those plugins probably existed back then, but we weren't aware of them.
We were cheap / totally oblivious to. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I love these concepts too. Now, would you set up like a Shopify store or how would you, like for the fidget spinner example?
No, you know why I wouldn't? Mm-hmm. Because what's the cost of Shopify to get it started?
$100 or something a month, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got a $30 plan, which gets you like no features, and then like an $80 plan, which everybody needs that plan, basically.
Exactly. But now you can set up, a WooCommerce WordPress site for free.
Yep, that's what we do.
Shopify is like kind of the, you know, the brainless way to go about it, you know.
Right. Shopify is if you got more money than time. WooCommerce is if you got the time but don't want to spend the money.
Exactly, and it's not really that a huge amount of time, right? Like, if you don't know WordPress at all, right, it might take you, you know, a day, day and a half, maybe 2 days to watch a couple videos on YouTube, you know, to figure out how to install WordPress on your site. Now, you don't want to use WordPress.com, right?
No.
But you can if you need absolutely need to. But you want to have, you know, buy a baby plan at, you know, I don't use HostGator anymore, but buy like a baby plan at HostGator for $6. You push a button, WordPress is installed for free. Mm-hmm. Might take you, you know, 20 minutes to figure that out if you're from starting from scratch. You drag and drop some pictures from your computer on there and install a couple plugins and you're in business.
Yeah. No, this is literally the roadmap to start. And this is kind of crazy because, yeah, like you said, Alibaba, you got some products there. You could just see what hits. There's so many other ways you could see what's popular. You could search up on Facebook, see what people are talking about, selling on there.
Now, with Alibaba, do you order in bulk? So, like, let's say you were going to do this, like a fidget spinner site. Doesn't Alibaba usually have, like, minimums? Like, you got to order 100 of them just to get going?
See, and that's the thing. So what I do typically when I see something, like there's these video game things that I'm really interested in right now, I'll reach out to the seller and be like, "Hey, man, look, I understand your minimum on this thing is, you know, 100. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to do you wrong and just get a sample because you'll charge me full price on that sample. However, I'm willing to do like 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know." And typically, they'll come back a few times and say, no, our minimum's this, no. But if you keep asking them, you know, third time, fourth time, you know, they're typically like, yeah. And what I've learned, if you add them to WhatsApp, that conversation is faster.
That makes sense.
You could also, I mean, on Alibaba, too, there's always like, there's like 10 vendors that are going to sell like almost identical products. You could play them against each other. Yeah. Oh, so-and-so vendor told me that I can order a minimum of 20. If you can match that, I'd rather order them from you. You know, you play people like that against each other, and you might be able to shrink down that amount of back and forth.
Exactly.
And it's also, you could like say if you were selling one-off products, I mean, if you had like a larger store, maybe in a niche or something, I think, Matt, you were showing me this, but it is possible to do one-offs and just kind of drop ship, more or less.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, there's AliExpress.
AliExpress, yeah, they're good for drop shipping.
Which I think is the same company as Alibaba, but they do sell one-offs.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So
I think, Matt, you touched on something a little earlier, you know, these side hustles. And, I mean, it's important, you know, because everybody wants to hop in and they want to make all this money right away. But, you know, sometimes you just need a couple hundred extra bucks a month.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like
car payment or something.
Car payment or light bill. Imagine if you didn't have to worry about your car payment for something you set up in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it doesn't take that much work for that to happen. So that's kind of where, you know, we talk about hustle and, you know, grinding and, you know, doing all of this hard work all the time. And that's necessary sometimes, but there's an art to the whole thing. When you figure out that art form to making this all happen quickly and efficiently, putting in those systems, I mean, that's what really makes it amazing.
Yeah, man. And I think it's like a smart hustle, and I'm almost even hesitant to even call it a hustle. And I know it's like the name of our podcast and party newsletter there, but still it's like, we're all about it. I see them as like a different way to build an asset, that can feed in. It's like an input to your business for more revenue or leads or connections, whatever it might be. It's like this podcast for us. We're not making money off the podcast, but it's a great way to connect with more people. Cool. That's our input.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything else, all those hustles, like if it turns in, or those can all feed into just whatever you're doing, the bigger picture. I think it's smart to have that bigger picture, though. And I know you have one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I love this kind of stuff as long as we can wrap a process around it. You know, I don't shy away from hard work in the beginning to get stuff set up. But once things are running, I like to figure out how to back myself out and, you know, make sure it kind of keeps on running without me. Now, with the stuff you do you have any sort of specific systems that you put in place so that once you get it going, you can kind of step away from it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, with getting stuff shipped out, you know, sometimes with the fidget spinner thing, like that's going to have to be, as more and more people get hip to the game, what we're doing here in the U.S. You know, buying stuff from China, you know, they're buying stuff from China, you're shipping directly to them. You might want to put a little bit more, you know, time and effort into it, right? Like, have it shipped to your house. You know, I got kids. I got a lot of kids, man.
How many kids do you have?
Like, you know, pack the stuff up. You know, make it a little bit more personal so it becomes a brand, right? And do it that way. But, you know, for now, if you don't have those means, those, if you're not wanting to put in that, of course you can always drop ship.
Yeah.
And then you're done. Like, that's it. All you got to do is log in, make sure your site's up every day, and that's it.
And if you want to back yourself out more, to have a VA or someone, you know, outsource to Philippines if you want, and check a spreadsheet, follow up. I mean, it's not rocket science, you know?
Yep, exactly.
Rad. Exactly. Well, do you, let's see. I want to transition to this newsletter you're going to be putting out pretty soon here. Unless, Matt, do you have any other questions?
No, before we do, did you want, what was the name of that website you were mentioning where you can actually find out if stuff was in stock?
Here we go.
See, we opened that loop, man. We dragged them on. This far. How long ago?
For sure. No, if you go to istocknow.com, istocknow.com, basically, you can actually see a live map to where the products are in inventory.
That's right? Awesome.
You know, speaking of what I just ordered, you know, DJI goggles, you might be able to catch them online right now. Pretty much those are on pre-order. If you go to DJI.com, you can see shipping for those. It's July 1st, a couple weeks out, so that's not too bad.
Not too bad.
And those are basically goggles that you wear while you're flying your drone, and it makes you feel like you're actually flying, right?
Yeah, it's so cool, man. So cool.
We need to pull the trigger and get that
we
drone.
We still haven't gotten our DJI Mavic, in case you're wondering, and we're closing that loop.
Hey, listen, if you haven't got it yet, go ahead and go to beginnerflyer.com. There's an ad in the right-hand column for DJI, so just go ahead and click through there and order it there.
Nice. As a drone enthusiast, is that the one that you recommend, is the Mavic?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've had almost all of them, and I really like my Mavic. You know, I took it to my on my vacation to Kauai. It's small. It fits in a backpack. You know, it's not like you're carrying around these, like my P4, Phantom 4, DJI Phantom 4 has like a huge case that's, you know, as big of as a small carry-on bag. You know, so you're not, in some places you don't always want to have your drone out just because, you know.
People get weird, or authorities.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And with the Mavic, you could whip it out in a minute and a half, you know, 2 minutes, and be up in the air without anybody knowing. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I really, really like about that one.
Very cool.
Love it. All right. I'll be checking that site out.
Well, yeah, if you want to transition, we can chat about the newsletter a little bit. First of all, let's talk about what this newsletter is that you're putting out, and, you know, what the sort of theme and topic of it is going to be.
For sure. So the newsletter is called The Hustle Map, and it's basically everything that we just discussed on this podcast. Like, what we're going to – in every single – let me back up a second. Whenever I go through a course to learn something, or, you know, I pick up a PDF to learn something, you know, sometimes there's bits and pieces left out, and, you know, you kind of got to figure it out for yourself. But with you know, my big course coming out called The Art of the Flip, what I want to do is give people the opportunity to in every single newsletter, give you the complete hustle, right? Mm-hmm. Give you everything you need to, from A to Z, to get that hustle up and running that day, or, you know, or over a couple of days or whatever. For example, you know, when you flip sneakers, right, and that's your hustle, you got to know, okay, well, where do I find out how much these sneakers are worth, or where do I go to find out where these sneakers are hot or not? You know, where do I find all this information out? You know, what shoes should I watch out for or not invest in? So in one hustle map, I'm going to walk you through everything I do from buying the shoes, from the websites that I and apps that I check, you know, for value. You know, you got to check a few of them. You know, where I go to sell them at, all the text messages and the emails that I use to negotiate with people.
Nice.
You know, everything. So that way you have an idea, or you'll be able to go and replicate that process like that same day. Now, what's so great about this newsletter is that, like, this one hustle will help you get to the next hustle, meaning the money you make from this one, you can take into the next one, right? Of course, you know, keep a little bit for yourself, but the whole idea is to grow your money so you can get to your next hustle, whatever that could be, you know, flipping, you know, websites. Maybe you need to hire out some VAs to build the whole things for you. Mm-hmm. You get that from flipping, you know, AirPods or fidget spinners, right? Or shoes. And then you take the money from there, from flipping websites, and maybe you have an information course built, right? Mm-hmm. And have it written by somebody, or your video shot, all that stuff. So you take it to there, and then the money you make from that, maybe you take it into vehicle flipping, which is one of my favorite things. I've had a lot of vehicles.
Nice.
And, you know, you can make, you know, a couple thousand flipping a car. And then take the money from that to a house flip. You know, you just grow your hustle. I heard a saying one time, I forget who it was. They're talking about, like, drug dealers, right? Because it's the same process. Mm-hmm. Of drug dealers, just entrepreneurs too.
Right. They're some of the best entrepreneurs.
Right. You know, it's like, if you're still selling drugs 10 years after you started, you've done it wrong.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah. You're stuck. Yeah.
So that's the kind of the same mentality, right? If you're still flipping shoes, which, you know, I flip shoes because it's fun, and I love shoes. You know, I got a closet of 300 pair of sneakers.
Jesus.
But you flip shoes for the love of it, but not because you have to. You know what I mean?
Hey, I just got a mental picture for this podcast. Can you, like, take a selfie or something in front of all of your shoes? And I want to use that for, like, the featured image.
Yeah. That would be awesome.
People are like, who the hell is this guy?
We'll get a good shot.
All right, cool. Sorry, go on.
No, but that's what it's all about, man. Taking you, giving you the full picture, A to Z, nothing left out, all the tools I use, all the, the resources, the websites, the apps, the, you know, all my conversations with people, like everything you need in every single newsletter.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I think what I really like, I mean, is like, A, anyone can use this. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you know, you got Matt and I over here. We have systems and a business cranking good. We got a bunch of stuff going, but we're always interested in, hey, what's another cool thing? I mean, we're always about testing and tweaking, you know, doing all that. So this is perfect. But it builds confidence, like, even in ourselves. Like, we're pretty new to, like, e-commerce and selling physical products because we've always been, like, the digital world.
Right.
Honestly, doing some of this Alibaba, Cody, I mean, we're not saying doing that, but, like, that's an example. Like, that's a confidence builder. And then that just leads into a bigger thing, or maybe it's more of the same, you know? And I think that's what this newsletter, it's so damn, it's hot.
Yeah,
it's,
I mean, we'll be customers of the newsletter, so, you know, awesome. We definitely something that interests me that I'd want to read every month. I love the concept, and I love, I love finding new assets that we can add into our business, and that's how we treat this kind of stuff. Every new little site we can set up, every new little product we can sell, is just another asset that we're adding to our portfolio.
What's the biggest thing you flip, like the thing of the most value?
747s.
Sell price.
Oh.
Dude, there's 747s in the desert. You can maybe do a deal there.
I would definitely do it.
That'd be sick. Think about the marketing behind that, man. If you flipped a 747, you're like, you want my newsletter now? Like, hell yes.
Right. So the biggest, man, is a business. I started a business from scratch, a mobile detailing company.
Mm-hmm.
And
you don't have to name a price or anything either. It's all good.
Yeah. I flipped that thing. Nice. I sold my credit repair company.
Nice. Yeah.
So those are I love credit repair too, man. I love it.
I remember you saying that. Yeah.
But I flipped that business as well. So started from scratch and built it up. And that business was great because, I outsourced all the work. Basically, I was the sales guy. That was quite a big one.
That's good. Hey, you built systems and you just passed that off to someone else.
Very
cool. Exactly. Sweet payday. No, what's cool with the newsletter, like, you know, so just for the listeners here, is Matt and I, yeah, we had a call with Damien a few weeks back about kind of chatting about, like, you know, we have our newsletter, EGP letter, that goes out every month. Damien's a subscriber, but, you know, there's a whole big ass process that goes in every single month's letter. Not only just the writing, but the fulfillment, the printing, the shipping, the management of all this stuff, but also, you know, keeping people engaged for more than just a month and so on. So it's pretty cool because we'll be, and I think we're going to be releasing some content on that pretty soon here from that call.
Including the call that we had with Damien.
Exactly. Yeah.
Awesome.
So it'll be a sweet little inside look, like kind of unveiling kind of the procedure behind this because, yeah, there's a lot to it. But it's sweet to see this kind of come around, you know. And how far away? Do you have a timeline or something for it?
Yeah, I really want to have all the content written by the end of this month and, you know, launching hopefully in the middle of July.
Sweet.
So, you know, look out for that. But, you know, really, man, what I wanted to definitely say that for you guys, man, I really appreciate it. A lot of time in the space, you know, people don't want to share their secrets or, you know, it's like, hey, I'll tell you, but sign up for my coaching program.
Right, yeah.
You know, all this stuff, man. And you know, with just me reaching out to you guys, you guys are super cool. You walked me through your entire business, the good, the bad, the ugly.
Yeah.
You know, I really like that kind of stuff. You know, it's priceless. You know what I mean? You can't put a price on, you know, people willing to make sure that you're able to succeed. And, you know, that's really what I want the Hustle Map to be about and the Art of the Flip to be about. It's like, I want to give you, everybody, everything about the process so they can be successful from jump. You don't have to go out and buy like all this other stuff to try to figure it out, man. I want to give you guys everything because of the way you guys were with me. You know, I try to live that every day anyway. So
rad. Like minds, man. No, it's a good thing. I think if you're open, you meet good people and you make big moves if you take action and just do it.
And the more secrets you share, the more new ones you got to figure out. So
that's true.
It kind of keeps us on our toes and forces us to always grow.
Nothing wrong with that. Keeps us interesting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Sweet, exactly. Man. Crap. What's a good question, Matt? You got some questions lined up?
I mean, we've got our couple wrap-up questions if we want to go there.
Yeah. Is there anything where we're maybe that you're like dying to say that we might have not asked you? Maybe some question about flipping or anything, no, man.
No? I think we covered it, man. Like, you know, the biggest part of it, man, is to take action and not, you know, implement. Like, that's where a lot of people get stuck.
Everyone.
You know, it's like, oh, man, I got all these great ideas. And really, with the Hustle Map, it's going to be, you know, step by step as much as I can. And I'm trying to really think of all of the places where people will get stuck and answer those questions before.
Good.
But, you know, of course I'll be around to answer those questions and to get them through it. But listen, man, you got to get off your butt and get it done. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Goes with everything.
Yep. Cool. Well, let's ask these last couple questions here. Are you a big reader? Do you read a lot of books?
I do read a lot of books. I read a lot of books.
Cool. So then my next question should have a good answer. Is there any book that you find yourself reading over and over again or that you find yourself constantly recommending to other people?
One of the books that I read, maybe once a year, Think and Grow Rich is a good one.
Solid one. Yep.
A solid book. I think that's the one that stays in rotation.
Cool.
Yeah, man. That's cool. A good mindset. Yeah.
And then final question, where can people go from here? Where can they go learn more about you? And, you know, where do you want to take them after they listen to this episode?
Well, by the time you guys publish this episode, they will be able to go to theartoftheflip.com and opt in and get ready for the Hustle Map there, theartoftheflip.com, and
nice.
Should be good to go.
I love these names, man. These are good names too. They're good brandable things. Yeah,
I paid a little bit more than I wanted to for that domain name.
Oh yeah, it happens.
Did you have to buy it off Donald Trump?
Yeah, right. I felt when he first came back with the first counter offer, I felt like I was going with.
Oh damn!
Like, man, you done lost your mind, man.
Then you bring him into reality.
Oh man!
That's good. You'll make a lot more money off it, so it's all good.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll ROI on it.
You will. All right, Damien. It's been real, man. It's been friggin' fun. There's a lot of notes. I'm going to be listening back.
Yeah. I could see us doing up a follow-up with you once you get that letter out, if you're open to it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, I appreciate you guys, and this has been fun, man. Doesn't even seem like 45 minutes.
I know, right?
It goes by fast.
Cool, man. We'll talk soon, and thanks for listening, everyone.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Hey, thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. Now, if you don't know already, myself and my partner, Joe Fear, every single week, we put together this killer weekly newsletter that's completely free. If you go to theweeklyprofit.com, you can get on this weekly newsletter. And what we do with this newsletter is we scour the internet. We read every piece of content, listen to blog posts, check out new software and tools. And we distill down the best of the best into a weekly newsletter and deliver it directly to your inbox every single week. So head over to theweeklyprofit.com and make sure you're signed up to receive that weekly newsletter. You're going to love it. Thanks so much again for listening to the Hustle and Flowchart podcast. We'll see you in the next one.